and calls with other meanings, such as alarm or just, hey, I'm over here. The bright white lines found on many songbirds' wings are called wing bars. Like any language, the more you immerse yourself, the faster you'll learn. For Bird Note, I'm Jonies Franklin.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here at the Church of Stop Shopping in New York City. We're all sharing in this rise of this new brand of but very old and historically recognizable fascism. I have a feeling of increasing caution in me, but I'd like to share with you the feeling that we just want to get back to some kind of moderation and decency. But things were bad before they got bad. Anybody following me here? Let me give you an example. The biggest bank in the United States, J.P. Morgan Chase, is a criminal enterprise. And with a celebrity CEO, Jamie Dimon, who makes $300,000 a day. And he's kind of our, like, we put up with him. We kind of, he entertains us. He's like our Al Capone, our favorite gangster. And now he's built an incredible skyscraper in Manhattan, which is like a fortress. As if his financing of climate change will kill everybody, but it will kill him and his people. There are 14,000 people inside this bank building. Last, they'll survive the longest. That has been going on for years, this con man. So returning to a sort of centrism, moderation, the way things were before Trump, I think we have to be careful. The changes we need to have right now come from the earth. They're dictated by off the political spectrum. Am I right? And we have to get back to the business. Maybe business is the wrong word. Back to the wisdom of learning from the earth. Somebody give me an earth-alleluia.
Earth-alleluia.
Kind of politics we have now, where the left is represented by this kind of Obama-Macron-style centrism, where you're both for the market and for bureaucracy at the same time. You know, it's kind of horrible, right? The only possible appeal of that kind of politics is, well, at least they're not Nazis, right? So what they want is the left to be this kind of mishmash of bureaucratic market centrism and the right to be outright fascist. To set the ball rolling in an actual left direction will make that centrism look like utterly unappealing. In France, sometimes they talk about the extreme center, and I think that's a fitting phrase. It strikes me that what's called the moderates are the most immoderate people possible. And the reason why they're so uncompromising, I think, is because they realize they don't have a lot of positive arguments. They're not really for anything. I mean, somebody like Obama, the reason he worked was because he looked like the kind of guy who would have a vision. He acted like a visionary. He had the intonation. He had the way of standing and looking into the distance like he really believed in something. And it shows you something about just how much visionary politics has been killed. It didn't even seem to occur to people to ask what his vision actually was, right? Because it turns out, insofar as he had a vision, his vision was not to have a vision. You know, he believed in pragmatism and compromise and so forth. And that's what the center has been reduced to. It's become this pure set of performative symbols. And at the same time, you get to feel morally superior, which is ultimately what centrism, what liberal centrism is all about, is the ability to feel better than other people.
Lord, you know these cities are burning. White folks don't settle up pretty soon. We all gonna wake up in Judgment Day.
Take it away.
accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept.
And so, things have changed. When I go shopping, if I'm in Birmingham, I am always struck by the invasive memories of the double restrooms and the double water fountains with, you know, white and colored marking the ones that were deemed appropriate, racially appropriate. And so that segregation is no longer with us. I'm not saying that racism has been abolished. I'm saying that that legal form of segregation has been disestablished. And it wasn't disestablished because presidents or legislators or judges one day had epiphanies about the injustices and immoralities of racial segregation. It was disestablished because ordinary people became collectively aware of themselves as potential agents of social change, as holding within their collective hands the power to create a new world. And it was disestablished, segregation was disestablished because ordinary people learned how to adopt a critical stance in the way they perceived their relationship to reality. Social realities that might have appeared impenetrable, inalterable, unchangeable, came to be viewed as malleable and transformable. And people learned how to imagine what it might mean to live in a world that was not so exclusively governed by the principle of white supremacy.
Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
And Reverend Billy back again. Well, funny listening to Jamie Dimon. It's surreal the way that he poses as a kind of a patriot. And I'm surprised he lost his cool here. Congressperson Tlaib really got to him. He betrayed his anger. And his main bill of trade is to be a moderate, to pose as a moderate. But no one is as extreme as he is. J.P. Morgan Chase makes $1 billion every week in profits, and it's gas and oil, and their partners, Exxon. He's drilling and scraping and pulling 250 million year old sunlight out of the ground everywhere. Nobody's making climate change quite like he is. 8 out of the last 9 years, his company has been the number one climate polluter. So we need to oppose him here in New York, where his world headquarters is located at 270 Park Avenue. Let's get out there. Let's find a way to confront him. It seems impossible. That skyscraper, now a part of our cityscape in New York, it's bigger than the Chrysler Building. It does seem impregnable. It is a fortress. But we have to find a way. A revolution for the Earth. For the Earth. Will somebody give me an Earth-a-luia?
Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. A spotted gray wolf has left his California pack and moved into Nevada. Nevada Department of Wildlife spokeswoman Ashley Zeem said the wolf is in the north end of the Carson Range near Carson City. Historically, wolves detected in Nevada have been dispersing individuals from neighboring states. These animals typically move through remote areas of the state briefly before moving out of the state. So-called dispersal wolves are typically young males that leave the pack in search of new territory and a mate. Gray wolves earned a spot on the federal endangered species list in 1974, when only about 600 of them still roamed the lower 48. Before 2017, nobody had seen a gray wolf in Nevada since 1922. Black Americans die younger than their white counterparts. With an estimated 1.63 million so-called excess deaths having occurred between 1999 and 2020. These excess deaths are predominantly attributable to chronic conditions like heart disease or cancer. Researchers at Washington University in St. Louis found that the elevated mortality risk among Black Americans is largely explained by greater stress exposure across the lifespan, as well as inflammation in later life. The greater stress exposure experienced by Black Americans likely has origins in societal structures that have cumulatively disadvantaged Black Americans across generations. Chronic stress can dysregulate body systems and homeostasis, leading to dysregulated recovery and response, as well as premature aging. Mountains around the world are warming more quickly than nearby lowland areas, according to a major global review, and the impacts could be severe for billions of people who live in or rely on these regions. Researchers warn that climate shifts at higher elevations are unfolding faster and with greater intensity, raising risks for water supplies, ecosystems, and human safety. The international study published in Nature Reviews, Earth and Environment focuses on a process scientists called elevation-dependent climate change, which describes how environmental changes can speed up as altitude increases. Climate changes at altitude extend far beyond the communities who live there. More than 1 billion people depend on mountain snow and glaciers as a critical source of fresh water. This includes large populations in China and India, the world's two largest countries by population. They receive much of their water from the Himalayas. Scientists emphasize the growing risks linked to these shifts. The Himalayan ice is decreasing more rapidly than we thought. When you transition from snowfall to rain, you're more likely to get devastating floods. Floodwater does not sustain agriculture and ecosystems the way snowpack does, as snowpack provides meltwater in far more sustainable ways. Rising temperatures are also forcing plants and animals to move higher up mountain slopes in search of cooler conditions. As temperatures rise, trees and animals are moving higher up the mountains, chasing cooler conditions. But eventually, they'll run out of mountain and be pushed off the top. With nowhere left to go, species may be lost and ecosystems fundamentally changed. New research from neuroscientists at Trinity College, Dublin, shows that babies as young as 2 months old can already organize what they see into distinct object categories. This ability appears far earlier than scientists previously believed and suggests that important building blocks of perception are present almost from the very start of life. Using brain imaging, the researchers gained new insight into how infants think and learn during their earliest months. The findings help clarify what is happening happening inside a baby's brain long before speech or deliberate movement is possible. Researchers in Bangladesh have identified a bat-borne virus, terrapin or thoreovirus, in patients who were initially suspected of having Nipah virus but tested negative. All had recently consumed raw date palm sap, a known pathway for bat-related infections. Genetic analysis confirmed live virus in several samples, pointing to active human infection. The finding raises concerns that dangerous bat viruses may be circulating undetected alongside Nipah virus. Bats are recognized as natural hosts for many zoonotic viruses, including rabies, Nipah, Hendra, Marburg, and SARS-CoV-1. A new study suggests that microdoses of THC could help counter many long-term side effects of HIV treatment without causing intoxication. In animal models, low-dose THC reduced inflammation, improved gut bacteria, boosted serotonin, and lowered harmful cholesterol and bile acids. Surprisingly, it also reduced circulating levels of antiretroviral drugs while maintaining viral suppression, potentially protecting the liver. Scientists say the results point to a promising new approach for managing chronic complications of HIV. A new experiment hints that a bonobo ape in captivity is using its imagination. Kanzi, a bonobo who was raised in a lab, is very good at communicating with humans using graphic symbols. He combined different symbols to make them mean new things and learned how to create simple stone tools. Scientists wondered whether Kanzi had the capacity to play pretend, that is, to act like something is real while knowing it's not. They'd heard reports of female chimpanzees in the wild holding sticks as though they were babies, and chimps in captivity dragging imaginary blocks on the ground after playing with real ones. Researchers adapted the playbook for studying young children to stage a so-called juice party for Kanzi. They poured imaginary juice from a pitcher into two cups, then pretended to empty just one. They asked Kanzi which cup he wanted, and he pointed to the cup still containing pretend juice 68% of the time. To make sure Kanzi wasn't confusing real with fake, they also ran a test with actual juice. Kanzi chose the real juice over the pretend almost 80% of the time, which suggests that he really can tell the difference between real juice and imaginary juice, but still plays along with the game of pretend juice. A new study reveals that chemicals used to replace ozone-damaging CFCs are now driving a surge in a persistent forever chemical worldwide. The pollutant called trifluoroacetic acid, or TFA, is falling out of the atmosphere into water, land, and ice, including in remote regions like the Arctic. Even as older chemicals are phased out, their long lifetimes mean pollution is still rising. TFA belongs to the broader family of PFAS. These man-made chemicals are often referred to as forever chemicals because they resist natural breakdown and can persist in the environment for extremely long periods. Researchers estimate that annual TFA production from these sources could reach its highest levels somewhere between 2025 and 2100. Scientists are still refining their understanding of TFA's potential effects. The European Chemicals Agency considers TFA harmful to aquatic life. The chemical has also been detected in human blood and urine. And the German Federal Office for Chemicals has recently proposed classifying TFA as potentially toxic to human reproduction. A scientist named Susie Dai recently applied a revolutionary strain of algae towards capturing and removing harmful microplastics from polluted water. She used genetic engineering to create a new kind of algae that produces a volatile natural oil called limonene, the same chemical that gives oranges their refreshing scent. Limonene makes the new algae water repellent. Because microplastics are also water repellent, the two come together like magnets when they meet in water, forming clumps that sink to the bottom and create a solid layer of biomass that is easy to collect, remove, and repurpose. And now, the sounds of extinction. The Nubian flapshell turtle, Cyclonorbis elegans, Africa's rarest turtle. Once feared extinct, the Nubian flapshell turtle was rediscovered in 2019 after more than two decades without a confirmed sighting. With a shell length of up to 31 inches, it is by far the largest species in its genus and possibly the rarest freshwater turtle on the African continent. It is currently only found in the White Nile River system in South Sudan and northern Uganda. Its populations have sharply declined due to human-induced threats, leading to its near extinction across almost its entire range. The Nubian flap-shell turtle's habitat is often located in very politically hostile and tumultuous areas, which results in habitat loss due to situations surrounding local skirmishes, landmines, and a greater need for water by local armed forces and civilians. In addition, especially during times of war, the turtles may be hunted as bushmeat. Bari fishermen in South Sudan have extensive cultural knowledge of the Nubian flap-shell turtle, including natural history, lifestyle, and reproductive patterns, as well as nesting sites. And hear the sound of the White Nile River, home to the Nubian flap-shell turtle.
Time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to David Graeber, our teacher and our friend and a saint in the church. We sainted him at the Wilton's Music Hall in London. David, may you rest in peace and power. You certainly are giving us power as we remember your work, and your work lives in the bodies and souls of activists everywhere. Jim Collier and Reverend Frederick Douglass, Kirkpatrick, and Johnny Rotten and the Sid Vicious and the Sex Pistols, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and Angela Davis. I won't accept what I can change. All right, all right, all right. So, these are people who helped us argue for an end to the destination of being moderate, that we're taught by, you know, being moderate is supposed to be synonymous with courtesy, with decency. No, it is indecent right now to be moderate. When, for instance, the CEO of the largest bank in the world, JP Morgan Chase, the top polluter, the creator of climate change, when he made in 2025, $770 million. And he continues to be this moderate alternative to Donald Trump. No, we know better. We're with the earth. The earth is our teacher, our leader. The earth is our activist. And the earth is responding to Chase Bank and Citibank and B of A and Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs and Vanguard and all the rest of the big oil banks, responding with the message of incredible tragic weather, of melting polar ice and all the rest of it. This science fiction we're living in right now, it does signal that our way of life is coming to an end. And is there a way of life as we go into the sixth extinction with this 3 years of global heat wave intensifying? Well, we don't know, do we? We don't know. But we will love the Earth. We'll work with the Earth. We'll try to understand the Earth's signals to us. We will follow the leadership of Leonard Peltier, who tells us the earth is giving us messages. We have to learn that language that we forgot centuries ago when we started colonizing the world. Are you with me, children? Are you with me? Let's go. Let's go into the earth to be with the earth, to love the earth. Somebody give me an earth alleluia.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.